All right. Ms. Odom, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Robert Boy?
Here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman? Trustee Anthony Iosco?
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall?
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir?
Here.
Student trustee Paul Julian?
Here.
Vice chair Mark Strauss?
Here.
Board chair John Butler?
Here. Mr. Blakemore, would you please verify that we have quorum and appropriate notification of this meeting has been made?
Mr. Chairman, appropriate notice of this meeting have been made pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act, and we also have a quorum.
May I have a motion to approve the agenda for this meeting?
So moved.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the meeting agenda is approved. This is the time in the meeting in which the chair makes comments. As is customary for special meetings, I only will say thank you for sticking it out this long and enduring the meetings today. We've had some very productive discussions, and we very much appreciate your participation. Is there a member of the University Advisory Committee, Mr. Pitney, excuse me, Dr. Pitney, would you like to say anything at this time?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Blakemore, has anyone indicated an interest in making public comment?
There's been no indication to me or in DeKalb of any interest in making public comments, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. We're going to then move immediately to President's Report number 97, and I'll turn the floor over to President Douglas Baker.
In the sake of a long day, I'll just hold my comments other than one sentence to say thank you for going to Springfield last week and covering for us down there. I think it was an important day for us, and the budget's critical to us, and we need to do all we can. I also want to thank the faculty and staff for their letters in support to local legislators and key leaders in the legislature. The students have also done the same. They've put together a letter in Senate. So they're hearing from us, and the other Senates in the state are following suit based on our leadership. So thanks to the faculty, staff, and students for their work.
Thank you. You may move to your first item.
Okay, great. Thank you. We have some items. The first is the appropriation transfer that Al Phillips talked about earlier. This is the rescission of $2.1 million back to the state based on the shortfall of the state that we were requested. And as Al noted, it's got to go through three more hoops after us before it's in the bank for the state. We need to approve it so it can go to the Illinois Board of Higher Education for approval. So based on our prior discussion, I would move that we approve that transfer.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion of this item? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor? Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion's approved.
The second item is the cleanup item that Vice President Phillips talked about before. That was the exact wording in the Neptune Homes core campus complex. Didn't have the word Neptune in it, so we need to go back and clarify. Neptune is part of that, even though, and you'd previously approved all those documents underneath it, just not the header that had it in it. So this is a cleanup item, and I would move that we go ahead and approve that.
So moved. Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion of this item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion passes.
The next item is the appointment of the interim dean of the College of Law, and Mark Cordes is here with us. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. As you know, Dean Rosado Pera, I knew it was wrong as I said it, has taken a deanship at DePaul. And we wish her well, and with her husband being downtown and some opportunities there, I think it was a good personal fit for ours. It's a loss for the university. She was a wonderful dean, but we have the wonderful opportunity now to work with Professor Mark Cordes. Mark's held a variety of administrative positions. He's been the College of Law's Alumni Council's Outstanding Professor Award for his alumni activities, and he's also been voted the college's Professor of the Year. He's a distinguished scholar, writing more than 24 books in law review, book chapters in law review. There was an internal search process. He emerged as the top candidate and has strong faculty support. So I really appreciate Mark being willing to do this and would move that we appoint Mark as the interim dean of the College of Law.
I'll move.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. Is there discussion of this item? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, congratulations.
Thank you, Mark. And normally we'd have you say a few words, but it's a long day, so we're going to let people have cocktails with you at some point and pick your, okay. The next item is the appointment of the interim dean of the College of Visual and Performing Arts. Dean Rich Hawley's taken another position in North Carolina. Again, a good move for he and the family. We've gone through, the provost has met with the faculty and gone through a discussion about who should be it and the interim dean. And Paul Power emerged as the consensus candidate. Paul's had been in the music school of music for 20 years until his retirement in May, but he's back in May of 14, so he had a year off. He's tanned and rested, as he says. He, too, is a distinguished trombone performance person. He's also nationally known for his accreditation work and his outstanding work with students, faculty, and staff in the college. So, again, with their consensus and the provost's recommendation, I would move that we appoint Paul Bauer as the interim dean of the college.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion of this appointment? Seeing none, all those in favor? Any opposition? Seeing none, congratulations.
Congratulations, Paul. The third appointment is the appointment of Jerry Blasey as the interim vice president for research and innovation partnerships. Trustee Muir went through his biography in some detail. I've worked with Jerry for 2 years, most of that time during his time in the White House in the Office of Science and Technology Policy. I saw him in action in Washington, D.C., and not only is he well-respected on our campus, but he's listened to on the Hill and in the agencies. And he's very influential still today. He can provide our faculty and staff great insights on how to navigate that complex world in Washington, D.C. to seek funding for the important work our faculty do. He is a professor in the Department of Physics and a distinguished research professor, nationally known, and I would suggest he's an excellent candidate for this position and ask we appoint him as the interim vice president.
So moved. Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion of this appointment? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, congratulations, Professor Blasey.
And do you want to do this last one?
Yeah, this, oh, yes. I haven't seen that. Okay. Thank you very much. This is the chair's report, number 70, for those of you who are counting, and I know you're out there. This is an item that has come to the board as a this is listed as an action item because we weren't sure whether we were going to take action. Let me explain. I have a document here that I prepared after having some discussion with trustees and also discussing the matter with President Baker. About a year ago, the Board of Trustees and the administration were passing back and forth some potential changes to the board bylaws and regulations dealing with presidential contracting. We decided not to go with those changes at that time for various reasons, this item brings some of those items back to the board for its consideration. What I thought was an appropriate way to introduce this item is a kind of as an invitation for a wider discussion that would involve more than just the board as stakeholders. And so what we have prepared here is a list of areas of interest where the Board of Trustees desires to engage in university policymaking. These would involve potentially a list of amendments to board regulations, and then areas that might be addressed through board policy, and areas that require collaboration with the NIU Foundation. The trustees have in front of you this document, and Mike Mann has copies for anyone who wishes to take a copy with them. But trustees, this is an opportunity for us to have a general discussion of these items if you wish to add things to them here. But I will say that I was able to cobble up a meeting of the ad hoc committee on the ad hoc committee on governance, which is we are tentatively planning to meet on the same day as the ad hoc committee on enrollment, June 15th, 2015, and we're tentatively scheduling that meeting for 1:30. At that meeting, the ad hoc committee on governance will take up this list and any other input that it receives from board members up until that point and begin to draft actual policy on these areas of interest. This will also provide us an opportunity to learn from UAC members, also their impressions of these issues, and anyone else who wishes to address the committee. That's the proposal that I have, is that we move in that direction. But I don't want to foreclose any board discussion today of these items, and I'm certainly not wedded to the approach that I just outlined. I think it's the most efficient way for us to bring changes to the board on June 18th. Is there any discussion? Well, June 18th would be the actual board meeting where we might bring the policies forward for board consideration. June 15th would be the ad hoc committee on governance in which we would be working on those changes.
John, you have to, excuse me. On June 15th at 11 o'clock, we have the ad hoc on enrollment.
That is correct.
And then 1:30, we have the ad hoc on
governance. That's the proposal.
Right.
Well, it's not the proposal before us, but it's the tentative plan.
Right. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's etched in stone.
Yeah. And the ad hoc committee on governance is made up of 5 board members, but any board members are welcome to join that committee for that day. I mean, for any day that we meet. Discussion. Trustee Strauss.
I am aware of the effort that went into getting us to this point, and I'm very appreciative of everybody's assistance, but particularly your drafting this, Mr. Chair. I think that it's a good summary and a starting point for discussion that would more appropriately occur within the committee meeting, and I would endorse the approach to this that you've outlined.
Other comments from trustees? Absolutely. State your point, sir.
So for any changes to the bylaw, we've got to have a formal reading in one meeting, and then we approve in the second meeting. Is that correct?
Let me see if I can answer that question, and if I do it wrong. Bylaw changes require a first reading and a second reading.
Okay.
Board regulation changes may be made at any time, I believe, by a vote of the board.
That is correct.
Okay.
So if we
propose changes to the bylaws, which we don't at this point anticipate, because the board bylaws concern the manner in which the board conducts its business,
mm-hmm.
There might be some changes that are envisioned here for that, but they also may be managed in the regulations. Our bylaws say that we should introduce that as a first reading before we revisit it for a second reading.
Before we can approve it as a board.
That's correct.
All right. So what's in front of us is a proposal to change some of our regulations and policies, but not necessarily the bylaws.
That's correct, although this will not actually create that change. This merely is a recommended list of areas of interest for the ad hoc committee on governance to take up on the 15th as it enters into an exercise of drafting changes for the board's consideration.
And do we think 3 days later that we'll have that written format ready for to be in front of this board for possible vote on the 18th?
I don't believe that I would be surprised if we were able to take a final vote on the 18th on all these items.
Okay. I just was seeking clarification on, one, procedurally, what's the process, and then, two, the expectations coming and that's in front of us for the 18th.
Yes. Okay. We, to be completely candid about this, we have done some drafting already.
Okay.
And it was determined that we just weren't ready. We needed some clarification from the board as to what they wish to see put in place. And so we adopted this approach instead.
Okay.
So that we could signal our areas of interest, not only to trustees, but also to other stakeholders involved in board business.
All right. Good. Thank you.
Okay, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Educate me on the changes. I'm asking because I simply don't know. What are the changes? What area are we changing?
We are considering several amendments to board regulations that deal with some of the issues that have been widely discussed in the public, where concerns have been expressed about the use of consultants, the classification of employees as affiliate employees.
Okay.
We are also adding back to the board's consideration some procurement procedures related to sponsored research and other sponsored activities and grants. There was a desire for more flexibility there for money that came in from outside sources. Modification to existing policy concerning the hiring of employees that report directly to the president, whose function may be cabinet level leadership, although they might not have the title of a vice president, which is typically only when the board gets involved, and some other changes that are listed in front of us, as well as a list of obligations that we had entertained a year ago that figured for how the president would consult with us on areas within his spending authority and contracting authority. And then finally, this is not a change per se. It might lead to a change, but we're committing ourselves to meeting with representatives of the NIU Foundation for the purposes of determining if we needed any guidelines to have in place that would regulate the university's use of foundation funds.
Okay. All right. I was struggling with the difference between changes as versus bylaw changes.
Right. I don't anticipate at this stage that we will have bylaw changes, although there is one area where we may. This envisions the possibility that the board will place constraints on its own retention of consultants, in which case it may wish to make changes to its bylaws and how it would do that. Trustee Muir.
So, Mr. Chair, I'm not sure what the action item is today.
I think all we're doing is endorsing the we are endorsing the approach.
Okay. So I will so move.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion of this item? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion's approved. The board needs to go into closed session now, and we'll reconvene in approximately 1 hour. We don't have any business planned at the end of this meeting. However, I should remind everyone that the board's executive committee is going to go into session as soon as this meeting has concluded. And so if you have an interest in the item that's on the executive committee agenda, we would be happy to see that you are notified of the board's return. So if you could just consult with Mike Mann to indicate that you have that interest. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act: personnel matters as generally described under sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act, and litigation and risk management matters as generally described under sections 2C, 2C, 11, and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. There's a motion and a second. This requires a roll call vote. Linda, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Robert Boy.
Yes.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Yes.
Trustee Anthony Iasco.
Yes.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Yes.
Trustee Cheryl Lynn Muir.
Yes.
Student trustee Paul Julian?
Here, yes.
Okay. Vice chair Mark Strauss?
Yes.
And board chair John Butler?
Yes. The motion appears to me to be approved. The meeting is now closed and will be reopened at the conclusion of the board's closed session for the purposes of adjournment. And again, I remind you, we have an executive committee meeting following that. Thank you. Oh, board meeting, board members, the meeting is downstairs in what's called the conference room. And I really don't know where that is.
First floor, right behind the reception area.
First floor, right behind the reception area. The coat room.
Who seconded that?